Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from the south of Brazil. Today is February 26th, Wednesday.
Right now it's
4:30 in the afternoon. Temperature is quite mild outside. It's in fact raining right now. I think it's about 24 degrees, 23 degrees right now and raining. It's a rainy afternoon here in Porto Alegre. Today I want to talk a little bit about Carnival. Carnival in Brazil, our famous Carnaval, yes. Before I start talking about Carnival in Brazil, I would also like to remind you that you can visit the webpage for this podcast, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br. And there you can subscribe, you can follow this podcast. Today, this topic, obviously, I chose this topic because this weekend we have the Carnival in Brazil. I'm going to start by reading a couple of lines here from the Wikipedia and commenting on them. I can also talk a little bit about my life experience in relation to Carnival. So, the Carnival of Brazil is an annual festival held during the Friday to the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday, which marks the beginning of Lent, the 40-day period before Easter. On certain days of Lent, Roman Catholics and some other Christians traditionally abstained from the consumption of meat and poultry, hence the term carnival, from carne levare, to remove meat, literally. Carnival has roots in the pagan festival of Saturnalia, which adapted to Catholicism, became a farewell to well things in a season of religious discipline to practice repentance and prepare for Christ's death and resurrection. Okay, so here they also say that Carnival is the most famous holiday in Brazil and has become an event of huge proportions. That's true. Except for industrial production, retail establishments such as malls and carnival-related businesses, the country stops completely for almost a week and festivities are intense. True, in some states this is more intense than others, I would say. Mainly in coastal cities, Rio de Janeiro's Carnival, or Rio de Janeiro's Carnival, alone drew 4.9 million people in 2011, with 400,000 being foreigners. So the Carnival in Rio is very, very famous. Also in Bahia, yes, Carnival in Salvador and some other major cities like Recife and, São Paulo as well. I cannot forget São Paulo. So Bahia-style Carnival, Rio de Janeiro-style, Pernambuco-style, so where Recife is. And the music is slightly different in each of these regions, yes. Not only the music, but the way people parade, the parades, the carnival parades. So in São Paulo and in Rio, the parades and the samba schools are very, the competition in the parades is very fierce, let's say. And every year, I don't know, 10, 20 I'm not very sure about that, but let's say around 10, 20 samba schools parade. And they even have like leagues, first league, second league, and stuff like that. So it's really a fierce competition, which, let's say, involves a lot of investment as well. Yes, it has become a huge thing here in Brazil. Yes, many people don't like Carnival, though. So, I mean, foreigners might often believe that we Brazilians love Carnival and love to samba. One of my friends asked me a couple of months ago if I knew how to samba, if I knew how to do the dance, yes, the samba dancing. And I just said, well, sorry, mates, but I will have to disappoint you in this one. And really, I have no ideas how to do it. And my wife doesn't either. So it's not every Brazilian who knows how to do it. Yes. Of course, samba is, let's say, a traditional style. But in samba, we have many different kinds of samba as well. So there are people who might prefer the more traditional or classic samba, let's say classic samba. And there are people who prefer, different styles of samba. And the samba we have in the samba schools is not quite the let's say, the more traditional samba. Yes, it's called samba enredo. Yes. Another interesting thing about carnival is that a lot of people don't actually celebrate carnival dancing samba and doing things like that. In many regions of Brazil, the carnival holiday is just a holiday. It's just a long holiday where we, when we don't have to go to work, we can just go to the beach and we have like 4 or 5 days. Usually that starts on Friday, yeah, because Friday is the last day people work. Oftentimes people find a way to leave work early on Friday to avoid the traffic, you know, and go to the beach, go somewhere and spend a few days just relaxing. Yeah, so it starts on Friday, it goes all the way to Tuesday, sometimes even Wednesday. Banks usually open only after Wednesday midday. So that means that there are always lots of people coming back from the beach and from wherever they go on Wednesday morning. Lots of people come back on the Tuesday. And if you really want to avoid traffic, you should seriously think about coming back early on Tuesday or even on Monday night, which sometimes that's what I do whenever I travel in carnival. But for me, this year, for instance, I'm going to be staying at home because I have a baby at home. So I don't want to bother and hit the road and face the traffic. So I prefer to stay at home and maybe record a few more episodes for the Follow English podcast. All right. Well, I would love to hear what you think about Brazilian Carnival and if you have ever been to Brazil and seen the carnival, the parades and stuff, or if you're Brazilian, I would love to hear your opinion about carnival, if you like carnival as well. So please get in touch. As you know, you can contact me by sending a message to info@followenglish.com.br. You can also visit the webpage for this podcast, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br. If you visit the page, you can also subscribe via email. Very soon, this podcast will be available through iTunes, so I'll let you know when that happens. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a great carnival holiday if you're in Brazil. And if you're not in Brazil, well, I hope to see you in Brazil next carnival, huh? Thank you very much for listening. See you next time. Bye.